This is the Midday Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Friday. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Lori Carter of Comstock at the Midday Market Report. And Lori, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, this morning, early on, we had a nice move. All the grains were green, with Chicago wheat leading that rally. Currently, all of it's slacked back off. We have Chicago wheat up 11.5, Kansas City up 4 cents. The corn's actually back down 1.5 cents. Soybeans are still slightly higher, up 4 cents on the day. Early on, the market seemed to have a all-over inflationary commodity feel after a better than expected jobs report, and even with the dollar significantly higher because of that. As the morning progressed, we have what's been a scenario recently where the market has trickled back lower and the excitement seems to have gone out of the grain market. We did have Chicago wheat checking a downtrend line and even a 50-day moving average. We're back below those areas now, though.
Lori, I know we got some poultry export numbers here this week. It is a shortened week, I know, but still a little bit frustrating. But at the same time, are we on track to hit those estimates and those, I guess, targets that we're looking for the year?
Well, we definitely are on target in the corn export, and ethanol usage there has been impressive. We've also had some good exports in soy meal. The other grains probably lacking a little bit in what we need for them to do.
Lori, let's switch over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. What are we seeing with the cattle and hogs?
So cattle at the moment, live cattle, fat cattle and feeder cattle, both significantly weaker. The cattle down adult, the fat cattle down $1.30, feeder cattle down $2.45 to $2.87. They're weak and yet still respecting the lows made earlier in the week. So not doing anything different than what we have kind of ever since the market fell apart on Monday. So just consolidation back and forth at the moment on the weaker side. The hogs, there's some excitement there. The forward contract is the highest it's been in a year, and the summer contract months are all making new contract highs. So the money definitely on the long side of that market.
And then just going back to the cattle, just your gut reaction, are we kind of through this difficult period of trading off of the headlines right now for the cattle in regards to avian influenza, at least until we get maybe a different story with this or some more information?
I feel like the consolidation has at least left it kind of questionable, but there are some other factors in the live cattle, particularly higher carcass weights, maybe slaughter levels not quite what we need to keep things current, and the box beef cutout price slacking off too. So the avian flu probably the trigger that ignited the sell-off, but kind of some other fundamental issues that that could hamper any kind of rally in that market.
Lori Carter, our guest here at Midday on Friday. Lori, what is the best way for our listeners to get in touch with Comstock for more marketing information?
You can call me at 712-227-1171, and I know that's an Iowa area code, but I am in Garden City, Kansas.
Lori, thanks so much for the time here today, and we'll speak again soon. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks. You too.
That was Lori Carter with Comstock. It is time now for a check of the Midday numbers. May corn down 1.5 at 4.33¾. May soybeans up 5.5 at 11.85¼. May soybean meal up 1 even at 3.34.50. May soybean oil up 39 cents at 48.54. Chicago wheat up 11¼ at 5.67½. Minneapolis wheat up 0.75 cents at 6.47 even. Kansas City hard red wheat up 4 even at 5.81½. And May oats down 5.5 at 3.30¾. On the Merck, April live cattle down 90 cents at 180.57. April feeder cattle down $2.92 at 239.77. April lean hogs up 70 cents at 89.05. April pork cutout unchanged at 97.80, and Class 3 milk up 11 cents at 15.59. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.